Let's talk about Diabetes Awareness Month because it is wrapping up tomorrow. It lasts the month of November. But there's an interesting piece of data that we uncovered that we wanted to talk about. And that is that type 2 diabetes, sure, is something that is a concern and continues to be diagnosed, and numbers seem to continue to rise. But type 1 diabetes, you would think, well, you know, I don't know that it's on the rise. It's probably just the same number of individuals diagnosed with it every year, don't you think? Well, let's ask that question because it has an answer to it. Dr. Robert Stein is a Children's Hospital pediatric endocrinologist, and we had a chance to ask him, is type 1 diabetes on the rise?
Yeah, it's on the rise, and unfortunately, I don't think we've got a good understanding as to why, but certainly, you know, in Ontario, we've probably been seeing, you know, 3 to 5% increase per year. And that's sort of been a steady growth over the past several years.
Okay. And when we're talking about people being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, do they typically fall into any age range?
The common age that we see is around puberty. So in the early teenage years is probably going to be the most common. But certainly we've been seeing all age ranges in childhood. So, you know, we have kids as young as a year of age who've been diagnosed with diabetes right up through to adulthood.
How do you diagnose someone who can't tell you, you know what, I think I'm going to the bathroom more often, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, a lot of those key symptoms. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so in the younger kids, it is more difficult because you're right, they can't tell us what they're feeling. And some parents might say, you know, they're soaking right through the diapers and that's unusual, that's different. Other parents might say they've just been much more irritable and we don't know why. And then you figure it out from there. But you're right, it is a challenging group. And it's a challenging group when you get into managing diabetes.
We are talking with Dr. Robert Stein, and we're talking about the fact that type 1 diabetes seems to be on the rise. As Dr. Stein says, there have been more and more diagnoses, and we're seeing that. And we talked about a couple of the symptoms, but maybe from a far more medical perspective, you could give to us what people would be on the lookout for, typically in their children, or could it even be in themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, diabetes, it's more common in children, but certainly can be diagnosed in adulthood as well. The things to look for are drinking more often, being much thirstier, urinating more frequently. And so that might be something, those might be things that parents will notice that, you know, the child is complaining of those features. The child might be waking up in the middle of the night several times a night to go to the bathroom or to go get a drink. Parents might notice that their child is wetting the bed when previously they've been dry. The other things, it might come from school where all of a sudden the child can't sit through a class without getting up to go to the bathroom. So the teachers might be commenting on that. The other things that we might see is the child can be hungrier than usual. And despite having a bigger appetite, they might be losing weight. So those would be the other features that parents should look for.
And Dr. Stein, are those also type 2 diabetes signs in any way as well?
They are, because diabetes is diabetes. These are signs of high blood sugars. With type 2 diabetes, often it's much more subtle in how they're presenting. It might be changes that somebody is noticing over the course of years, whereas with type 1 diabetes, it's usually a change that you're going to notice over a couple of weeks that there's been a sudden change in these features.
Dr. Stein, as a final point, there have been all kinds of things that have helped along the way in advancements when it comes to reading blood sugar levels and when it comes to insulin. What are the challenges that are still being faced by, say, teenagers who are living with type 1 diabetes right now?
You know, diabetes is a challenging condition because it impacts every aspect of a patient's life. And so, you know, every decision that a child or a teenager is making affects diabetes. And then within a teenage population, throwing in the peer pressure, the desire to just fit in and not worry about some of these aspects can have a negative impact on how somebody is caring for their diabetes. So, you know, I think it's important that, you know, for teens, that they have good positive support at home, that they're able to confide and talk about their diabetes with their family, with closer friends, to try to normalize it as much as possible so that they can do the blood sugar checks that they need to do, give the insulin when they need to give it without feeling like they're alone in that process.
Well, so many people have done such a great job over the month of November in helping us to at least identify or understand a little bit more about both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Dr. Stein, thank you for being one of those people.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Robert Stein, Children's Hospital pediatric endocrinologist.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.